The Homework Party by Pedro Pablo Sacristán.
Charlie, do your homework now!
His mother was really loud that time. Charlie thought,
"Oh, she doesn't have to yell. It's so boring. But I was planning on doing it anyway."
He spent hours with his books, hoping that time would pass and it'd soon be time for supper. He was lying on his bed, and as usual, staring up at the ceiling, daydreaming. Suddenly, some little elves, no more than a few inches tall, appeared by his window.
"Good evening, young man. Will you please give us your homework so we can play with it?"
asked one of the elves politely.
"How are you lot going to play with my homework? It's the most boring stuff there is." "Well, go on. Take it. You can play with it as long as you like."
Charlie watched his guests and was so surprised to see what they did. In less than a minute, they had formed teams and were busy playing with the pen, the eraser, the book, and the pad of paper. They were getting up to some very strange stuff, like with the math questions. Instead of moving the pen across the paper, they would hold the pen still and move the paper. And how they would do races to see who could do the questions fastest. Then they all dressed up in costumes. Some Santa Claus, some pumpkins, some a bag of cheese. Whenever the clock was stopped, the elf, who was in the lead, got to draw himself on the notepad to document his score. The pad ended up full of Santas and pumpkins. They were also really funny while learning to read. Using well-known songs, they learned the words. When they were done, they put on a big concert to sing those songs.
"Ring around the rosy, a pocket full of posies. Hush-a, hush-a, we all fall down."
Charlie really enjoyed watching those little students. He even joined in with the singing. Time passed quickly. Suddenly, his mother was calling him for supper.
"Charlie! Oh, what a pain. This is so much fun,"
he groaned as he got up to go to supper. The main elf said,
"Of course it's fun. We just showed you. Why don't you try it for a few days yourself? We'll all come back to see you again from time to time."
"It's a deal,"
agreed Charlie. So every evening, Charlie started playing with his homework, inventing new and crazier ways to make it more fun. He would dress up, sing loads of songs, and do all manner of things. Now and again, his elf friends would turn up. The truth was, he wasn't sure whether they really had come through the window or from out of his own imagination. Neither Charlie's parents, nor his teachers, nor anyone in the whole school could understand the great change in him. From that day on, not only did he spend a lot more time doing homework, he did it perfectly, and accompanied with lots of crazy drawings. He was very happy and was always singing. His mother told him how proud she was seeing him work so hard, especially as something she knew he found boring. But Charlie said to himself,
"If she knew the truth, it's fun."
The end.